Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So David has options out there on things he could wear to this big fancy dinner with his family.
Mm-hmm.
This is the engagement celebration in Little Rock.
With his upcoming family.
Right.
Like, dude, you have to do the right thing. And unfortunately, I don't think you have the right outfit in any of the outfits.
Yeah.
But David has vowed that whatever we choose as an audience, he will wear. And he's shaking his head.
He did.
Well, I'm shaking my head, yes, because I love every single outfit. I mean, I love my sports attire, I love my wiener roots, and I love my debonair.
Debonair.
He keeps saying it.
It's not debonair.
Did you see how he spelled it?
No, did he spell it like that?
It's like D-E-V-O-N.
It's not Devon.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
No, Devon and air.
It's not debonair.
A-I-R-E or something like that.
Isn't there a B in it?
Debonair.
Yes.
It's, you feel so debonair.
Yeah, debonair.
Yeah,
that's what I said, debonair.
So you can go check it out. So far, we have some votes for the Manning attire, which is so stupid. He's wearing Peyton Manning, vintage Peyton from Indianapolis with a Raiders jacket.
It shows I'm a sports guy.
It shows you're short shorts.
I hope this is the one people pick. Here's what I'm going to do. Everybody go to David's social media and choose option A because I want to see him in a fancy restaurant.
Don't let Brandon influence you. Pick the one you think is best. If you think my debonair is the best look, go ahead and pick it.
I like the debonair.
The overalls look is solid. I like it too.
I say football. I say football.
Well, that's your pick. Football it is for you.
Okay, so
go ahead and comment.
I'm commenting. How do I do that again?
How do you comment? It's option A. That is option A.
Option A. Football. All right, I'm picking. So boom. So legitimately, if it's football, you're gonna wear the football thing. If it's the overalls, you will legitimately with your family go out this weekend to a fancy, expensive restaurant in that attire.
That's exactly what I'll do.
You promise?
I promise 100%. That's right hand in the air.
And I don't want a picture before the restaurant. Uh-huh. I want it from in the restaurant
inside
with the waiter.
Okay, we can definitely
with
do something.
The chef.
I want to make sure they're there and they're open and all of this stuff.
That I'm not just making it up?
Yes.
No, I will 100% go and do that. Whatever outfit you decide, I will go out and wear it.
All right, the easiest spot, I guess Instagram is easy, David on KFIN.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Twitter too.
It's up on Twitter. That's also David on KFIN, and I shared it on the KFIN Facebook if you want to check that out. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, first of all, if you were wondering who was going to host the CMA Music Awards, we have great news for the 11th year in a row. It's Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood.
Look at that.
Perfect.
So, pretty much, I think if they ever go away from that, people are going to hate the idea of them moving past that because they're really good together. The award show takes place in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena on November the 14th. So while Carrie's been doing her media, she's talking about babies and people are asking her, hey, what about baby number two? Are you thinking about baby number two? And she says that she kind of believes that maybe the time has passed for her to have a really big family. That she thinks that maybe somewhere down the road, they might have the idea of adoption because they think that's kind of neat. But they want Isaiah to grow up a little bit more before they do that. So is baby number two on the way for Carrie Underwood? Maybe not, but adoption might be.
Well, some big news on Luke Bryan because his brand new bar, restaurant, venue, it's so many different names, is now open. Luke's 32 Bridge in downtown Nashville is open for business. So if you're making that trip, you got to go see it because it might be the coolest bar, restaurant, venue in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a sweet spot that Kelly kind of emphasizes and shows off his career. I mean, it has a truck that is floating in the air. It has
not floating, David.
Well,
it's hung from the ceiling.
It's floating. Floating is the better
it's
word.
It's a levitating truck, y'all.
David Copperfield is there, and he's having it levitate.
They're paying him $1,000 an hour to
stand. It's floating.
It looks like it's floating. Okay. If you're standing underneath it, it looks like it's floating.
Right. I wouldn't want that table, I don't think, just in case.
But anyway, it shows off so many different things from his career, with records and clothes he's wore on concerts and things like that, actual pictures from concerts, and it's multiple stories. He's got a rooftop sushi bar, so many different drinks he's had his hand in. Not like physically, that would be kind of gross. But anyway,
Luke Bryan does not ever want David to talk about his restaurant again.
I think I just ruined the description. Let him describe it for you, because he made a video about it. And it's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Get ready to love Kenny Chesney even more, because he's an avid dog lover. And he's been doing a lot of work in the Virgin Islands since Hurricane Irma hit last year. It devastated them. So he's brought around 1,400 needy cats and dogs to the U.S. for care and for adoption. And he said that the post-Irma island was just a terrible existence for all of those animals. They had to ride out the storms and live in that aftermath of all that filth, and they had no food, nothing. So, and what's really neat is that he's donating all the proceeds from his album, Songs for the Saints, to his Love for Love City Foundation that helps with all of that.
Yeah, that is neat. Mm-hmm. And I never really think about the animals after those devastating events. Yeah, like, they're just wandering the streets and stuff like that. That's
they crazy. Have to be left. A lot of them have to be left.
Because those islands were devastated. Yeah. Remember the pictures and the videos and stuff?
Sad.
When they flew over? Kenny was talking about when he flew over the first time, he knew it was going to be bad, but he didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was. So go support Kenny Chesney and the Islands. Songs for the Saints is out now. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Friday morning is here. A tax-free weekend is upon us. That kicks off tomorrow. And again, so many items that people are going to be shopping for as they get ready for back to school are going to be tax-free, including like shoes under $100. So Kurt's shoes don't count, Kelly.
Yeah.
You'll still pay taxes on those LeBrons. But lots of other stuff is going to be tax-free as far as school supplies and stuff like that. So the stores will be crazy this weekend. And even those of us who aren't going to school, you can still get clothes tax-free under a certain price, and some clothing accessories as well. David, what's on TV this weekend?
Well, Brandon, on TV this weekend, it all starts tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC as we have the series finale of Quantico.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, well, actually on Saturday, let me back that up, because the NFL Hall of Fame induction is on Saturday afternoon, right around 6 o'clock. So if you want to see some of the greatest football players of all time be put in the Hall of Fame, you can check that out. That'll be on ESPN.
Let me ask you a question. Kelly, are you more likely to watch the NFL Hall of Fame or the WWE Hall of Fame?
WWE.
I'm telling you, like, and it goes on for like 4 hours. It takes forever.
It does.
And my poor wife is like, is this almost over?
That's how the NFL Hall of Fame is. They put in like seven people.
And they all give really long speeches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they all cry, and you want to watch it, and it's crazy. Anyway,
is that on network TV or ESPN?
It's on ESPN. It's also on NFL Network. I don't know if they're going to have it on like a Fox or anything like that, so I'm not 100% sure. Also, we have...
Fingers crossed.
On Sunday, this is kind of cool, at 7 o'clock on ABC, Scotty McCreery is going to be on Celebrity Family Feud.
Hey, check that out.
Well,
I heard his mom's really funny, like she flirts with Steve Harvey.
Hey now. And also on Sunday, on 8 o'clock, I know Brandon's probably going to be staying up late to watch this, and maybe even the rerun. They'll probably air around 11 or 12. But the 15th season premiere on E! Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Man.
All right.
There is drama. This is like some Khloe drama. There's the deal where Kim tells Courtney she's not exciting and nobody really likes looking at her.
Oh, I heard about all that. And Courtney called Kim the devil or something like that. Yeah.
So I'll be watching that. That's awesome. Hope you guys have a great weekend, a great tax-free weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.